The Broncos add three more players as day two of the NFL draft wraps up here at AT&T Stadium. Alongside Steve Atwater, I am Phil Milani. Steve, you actually announced the second round pick. How did it feel getting out there?
I really felt amazing to be able to represent Broncos country and the Denver Broncos organization, Pat Bowlen family and all that. Very happy with the pick. Able to add another receiver to that already talented wide receiving core. This is going to be a fun season.
Yeah, Cortland Sutton is huge. He makes those one-handed catches, and I'm sure that Emmanuel Sanders is happy to have another SMU guy.
Absolutely. have another guy who went to his alma mater in the building. I'm sure they'll be doing a lot of teaching to Cortland Sutton to get him up to speed and help him be able to contribute along with Carlos Henderson, Jordan Taylor, and the rest of the guys.
And then in the third round, the Broncos add Royce Freeman, a running back out of Oregon, and then Isaac Yiadom out of Boston College, a defensive back. What do you think about those picks?
Love both of those picks. We needed to address the running back situation, especially with CJ Anderson being released just a couple of weeks ago. Very happy. Royce Freeman is a really big, bruising running back. Didn't have the best year last year. I think he had his best year in 2015. Had a couple of injuries in 2016, but I think he's going to really come in and compete and make that running back room better as well.
Yeah, and then the defensive back needed a little bit of help back there. They got some young guys back there. See how that plays out. Steve, heading into day three, where do you feel like the biggest need is now for the Broncos?
Well, I would like to see, and again, this is just my opinion, I like to see us snag a tight end at some point. I know Dallas Goedert and Mike Gesicki has been taken off the board, but there's still some good tight ends out there. I'm hoping we can address that position. And also I'd like to see them add a linebacker as well.
So the draft pretty much halfway through. Steve and I will be heading back to Denver tomorrow. So that's going to do it for our coverage here in Arlington, Texas. For Steve Atwater, I'm Phil Milani.